Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks with the kind of detail that actually helps you invest smarter. Today we're diving deep into NovaBridge Biosciences, ticker NBP, a small-cap biotech that's been flying under the radar but just dropped some intriguing pipeline updates that could shift its trajectory. Let's kick things off with the bigger picture. NovaBridge is a clinical-stage biotech laser-focused on immuno-oncology therapies, particularly for hard-to-treat cancers like gastric tumors. The company rebranded from I-Mab last year and is now headquartered in Rockville, Maryland, with a lean team of just 32 full-time employees. At a current price around $2 and a market cap of roughly $232 million, it's trading in a space where every catalyst matters. Digging into the company profile, NovaBridge's lead program is givastomig, a bispecific antibody targeting claudin 18.2 and 4-1BB that's advancing in phase 2 trials for gastric cancer. They also have VES-101 in phase 2 for wet age-related macular degeneration. The pipeline is early, but carries real binary event potential, especially with upcoming phase 1B data expected in 2026 that could open the door to an accelerated approval path. This is classic high-risk, high-reward biotech territory where success hinges on clinical readouts rather than current sales. On the revenue side, the numbers tell a clear story of a pre-commercial company. Fiscal 2025 and 2024 showed zero revenue, following a modest $4 million in 2023 that came mostly from licensing deals and supply of investigational products. There's no recurring product revenue yet, which is typical for a firm still in the clinical stage, but it also means the valuation rests entirely on pipeline progress and cash runway. Turning to earnings, the company continues to post losses consistent with heavy R&D spend. For fiscal 2025, net income came in at a loss of about $6.6 million or 16 cents per share, a sharp improvement from the $162 million loss in 2024. EBITDA was negative $13.4 million, reflecting tighter cost controls after some prior restructuring. The key takeaway here is improving cash efficiency, even as the firm pushes programs forward. Looking at the balance sheet, NovaBridge ended 2025 with $211 million in cash and equivalents against just $27 million in current liabilities, giving it a current ratio over 8 and a solid runway for the next couple of years. Total assets sit at $261 million with minimal debt, so the enterprise value is actually higher than the market cap once you factor in the net cash position. Free cash flow remains negative at around $20.6 million for the year, but that's expected as they fund trials. From a valuation standpoint, the model puts fair value somewhere in the low to mid single digits, depending on how you weight the pipeline catalysts. Right now, the stock is trading near its cash value, which is interesting for a name with late-stage assets that could drive a re-rating if the upcoming data hits. It's well below what a successful phase 2 readout might support. But remember, these are rough estimates that swing with clinical outcomes and dilution risk. Let's run through the SWOT lens. Strengths include a clean balance sheet with substantial cash, a focused pipeline in high unmet need areas, and upcoming catalysts that could unlock significant upside. Weaknesses center on zero commercial revenue, ongoing cash burn, and a history of heavy losses. Opportunities lie in positive givastomig data, potentially leading to accelerated approval and partnership deals. Threats include typical biotech risks like trial failures, regulatory hurdles, and the ever-present possibility of dilution if they need to raise more capital. On the performance chart, the stock has shown some recent strength with a 22% gain over the past month and 0.5% in the last week, though it's still down 18.5% over 3 months and nearly 50% over 6 months. The one-year return is roughly flat to slightly negative, while the five-year picture is down over 97% from much higher levels. It's been volatile, which is par for the course in this sector. Wrapping up, NovaBridge sits at an inflection point where clinical data over the next 12 to 18 months will likely determine whether this becomes a multi-bagger or fades into the biotech graveyard. The strong cash position gives them time, but execution is everything. If you're comfortable with the volatility and believe in the science behind givastomig, this could be worth watching closely. As always, do your own due diligence and consider your risk tolerance. Thanks for tuning in. Hit that like button if you found this helpful, and I'll catch you in the next one.